At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the hot crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, 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 crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot Mink Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Mink, can't stop him, meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock up 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grizz, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. A Victory Monday. Crowder's got his victory colorful streamer thing.
Call it a twizzle wiggle.
Twizzle wiggle. I got a nice little gift bag from Hard Rock, and that was part of it. And I said, hey, give this to Ava. And he's like,
she's 12.
But I thought, like, oh, girls, like little, you know, like pom pom type thing. He's like, how about I give it to Chaz? Like, he's 3. Like, this will be better for him.
The guy that thinks his 22-year-old son wants to hang out with him on a Friday night. Same guy.
Actually, now that I think about that, let me give that to DJ. He loves those things.
He loves a good twiggle wiggle.
So, Dolphins have won 4 of their last 5, they've won 3 in a row. Mm-hmm. Yesterday's win felt super weird to me.
Weird is the word you said.
It felt weird to me. I was telling Crowder, we were talking, coming up to the studios, and I said to him, you know, I'm the guy who's always like, hey, win's a win, and you celebrate a win, win's a win. This one, I'm having a tough time celebrating. Uh-oh. Breaking his microphone.
Yeah, I don't know how Leroy sits. Goodness gracious.
He's all
piled up on the table.
This one felt odd to me. I'm having a tough time just saying, hey, celebrate a victory on this one, because New Orleans a bad team, and there were numerous mistakes that the Dolphins made. Dolphins were trying their hardest to give that game to New Orleans.
Saints weren't good enough to take it.
And it was crazy. Yeah. I mean, Devon Achane, absolute monster. Minka had a monstrous game. Your guy, Riley Patterson, is money. But, man, they tried.
There's so much pride in
that.
Yeah,
but he keeps going, but they still won't kick a long field goal with
them. I told you.
They still won't kick a long field goal with them. 35
in. Hey, Jason Sanders. See ya.
I wonder.
What are you wondering?
But I'm
What are you wondering?
Because he can't kick a long field goal.
He's kicked one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Kicked one.
That's right. There's been how many games? 12?
Right, but that's not because he can't.
Did you see Nick Folk? Nick Folk hit a 56-yard field goal to win a game.
And he needs Ozempic.
Do you think that Riley Patterson could do that?
Riley Patterson put on a Messi-esque performance in the first half yesterday, had a Hattie, and you're worried about Riley Patterson?
No. It's not Messi-esque. He hit three free throws. It's not that. It's completely different than that. Anyway, I'm not getting bogged down in that.
He gets you every time.
Joe Shad posted on Twitter, Tua is currently 23rd in the NFL in passer rating, 18th in yards per attempt, 16th in touchdowns, and first in interceptions. Mm-hmm. And Joe Shad writes, he has to be better. He knows he has to be better. Problem is, and it took me a while to get here, I think that's about it for him. I kind of think he's toast. Also, terrible week the week prior to have the would you rather have Tua or Bryce Young conversation. Ooh. Because Bryce Young's better than Matt Stafford. Bryce Young
throwing 40 on fourth and two.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, Tua's toast, man.
And
huh?
The thing that scares me with Tua is we talked about it. Can he not do it physically? He looks different than he did two years ago.
He does.
They've given up hope in him. The offense isn't based around him throwing.
You know, did you see Dan Orlovsky's tweet? Now, I don't know what he meant by this, but I'm going to assume he meant kind of what you're alluding to there. Dan Orlovsky tweeted today, the Miami Dolphins are a dangerous football team right now. They have totally transformed their offensive identity. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm assuming, because I thought the offense looked like garbage, aside from Devon Achane. So I'm assuming he's saying, hey, they're a running team. They're going to rely on Achane. Achane is going to motor this team wherever they go. By the way, it doesn't look like he can be stopped. No one seems to be able to stop him.
Monster.
Offensive line's playing well enough that he's got holes. But Dan Orlovsky, to say they're a dangerous football team, that they've transformed their offensive identity, I don't know if it's a transformation more than a realization that what you just said. They don't trust Tua to do anything anymore.
They're not putting a lot on him, only 23 attempts. But just this is the stat that killed me. He had 23 chances to throw the ball. He made that into 157 yards and an interception. Achane touched the ball 22 times, turned it into 134 yards, and damn near two touchdowns.
Yeah.
He's what they have. That's it. Like if you're Mike McDaniel, who do you want to have the ball more in their hands? Tua or Achane?
Orlovsky noticed something that Mike McDaniel admitted at the podium after the game yesterday. He said, quote, for the past month, I've seen the most physical football team that I've had since I've been here.
So and no longer a finesse team. Now they're a physical team?
The offensive line, as much as we hated on it all season long.
And imagine if Eichenberg was back.
I'm just saying.
Has looked as good and as consistent and now got Austin Jackson back and had a really productive game yesterday as maybe we've seen in Mike McDaniel's time here. And now, you mentioned 22 touches for Achane. The Dolphins are 5-0 when Achane has 20 or more touches in a game. And since week 8, the Dolphins are averaging 151 rushing yards per game. That's third most in the NFL in that span. They're a rushing football team. The offensive line is cohesive and dominating.
I listened to the Dolphins post-game show. It wasn't ours. It was Jermon Bushrod and who's the
Travis Wingfield.
Wingfield. What'd you say?
Wingo.
Trey Wingo? I have a tweet from Trey Wingo that I wanted to read. That's so funny that you say that.
That's my man.
And I think it was Jermon Bushrod who said, hey, when's the last time you've heard Jonah Savainaya's name? Hmm. Like, that tells you something. So maybe to what McDaniel is alluding to and what Dan Orlovsky is saying and what we're seeing with our own eyes with Devon Achane. Like, I mean, Chris Myers on the call yesterday? Like, they couldn't believe. I mean, it was 8, 9, 10 yards at a clip with that guy.
Can you not tell me? I knew he was a mauler. Savainaya, whatever. You can look at maulers. Short arms, big, thick necks. You know, Samoans are a lot of maulers, let's be honest. He doesn't need to kick back 40 times a game. He has to grab somebody. It makes perfect sense now. He's thriving in a run-first offense, and he was the worst guard in football in the throw-first offense. But Achane's a monster. I was pissed when they started giving Ollie Gordon the ball. I
said, oh my God. Was there a fourth down play? Was it Ollie Gordon or Jalen Wright that
Jalen
they gave?
Jalen Wright.
I mean, for what? What? Why do people try to outsmart themselves when something is working so flawlessly?
I
was livid. Livid.
And I like Ollie. Wright can play too, but
Devon Achane, you put the ball in his hands, you can't stop him. He finds daylight.
Top five running back in the world right now.
I mean,
let's trick him with Jalen Wright.
Thank God they didn't give him up at the trade deadline. Now you gotta think about giving him a massive contract.
Oh, he's about to get paid.
I mean, you really have to think about it. Whether you think you're going to be garbage or not, you've got to think about giving that guy a massive contract.
He doesn't want to go to the playoffs. Let's get to the offseason.
Chris Greer's sleeping like a baby because he doesn't have to worry about, do I give this guy a massive contract if we're going to be a middle-of-the-road team?
Chris Greer drafted Achane. He brought back Minka. Come on now.
How about they got rid of Chris Greer? They've gone on a 3-game winning streak.
Mm-hmm. Oh, again, that – you know what? That game yesterday was a tortoise fighting a sloth.
Ooh, it was bad.
That was a boring game.
It was
game.
Boring.
I thought the Commanders game was bad. That was terrible.
Dolphins with 1,000 rushing yards in the first 12 games of a season. You ready for this list? Because when you really start looking at the numbers, maybe Devon Achane, I've been against this. I'm wrong, clearly. Maybe he's worth the big contract next year.
He's the guy. The way you would look at Tyreek Hill and go, you know what? If you have him on your offense, you're going to be a potent offense. Achane's the guy. Mm-hmm. Achane, you look at him and you go, hey, you've got Achane? You're set.
Larry Zonka, Delvin Williams, Ricky Williams, Devon Achane.
Yeah.
Not bad company. I don't know who Delvin Williams
me
is.
Me neither.
But
Big Del.
Big Del.
His 112 rushing yards per game over the past five games ranks third most in the league. He's also averaging the fifth most yards before first contact per rush. That goes back to offensive lines playing well, but Crowder, he's putting up these numbers when everybody in the league knows, let Tua throw.
Sure.
Like, stop the run,
right.
And he's mm-hmm. putting up those numbers. That's why I'm saying, damn, like maybe you consider paying him. The problem is, I don't know how it's going to work with Tua's contract and everything else. Like, we'll get there at some point.
Well, tell Tua to take a discount.
I was going to say, don't talk about Tua when you talk about Achane.
You get into a room with Tua, he cannot leave till he agrees to restructure.
Did you watch yourself, Tua? No, we talked about
it. I want a Suge Knight vanilla ice situation, them restructuring that contract.
Sit him down, lock the door.
Yeah, I want to see Tua hanging off the side of a building by his ankle. The way Vanilla Ice allegedly was by Suge Knight and his crew when they had him sign over all the rights to Ice Ice Baby. Allegedly.
Well, oh yeah. The Colts right now are struggling because everybody's doing the same thing. Stop Jonathan Taylor. Daniel Jones won't beat us.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing that to the Dolphins. There's no way a team walks in saying, Achane's going to beat us. They try to stop him. Tua can't beat you, obviously. Achane's still going for 100 yards a game with everyone staring. There's times like in game, I tell you, when like you play a Randy Moss or those guys, Adrian Peterson or Dana Tomlinson, you just stare at him. Okay, let him beat us. You're not going to let that guy beat you. Achane is that for the Dolphins right now. This week, they're staring at him. Last week, 2 weeks ago, they're staring at Achane every single play, and he's still going off. He's special.
Hurricanes handled their business at Pitt. They are going to burned by the College Football Playoff Committee. We're going to talk about it today. John Michaels is going to join us. Mike Cuno is going to join us. I cannot figure out, I don't want to get into it now because I want to get to headlines, but I cannot figure out for the life of me how you can give the nod to a team that has the same number of losses and you've beaten them head-to-head. I can't understand just based on the eye test how you can't look at Miami and say, that's one of the 12 best college football teams in the nation, and they belong in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I can't fathom it. We're going to talk about it with John Michaels. He's fire hot.
He should be.
Fire hot.
Better be fire hot at Mario Cristobal.
Sports. Well, I don't know.
I was going to say Mr. Ball. Maybe we could just give him a nickname.
I don't know, because I've thought about this. You have 10 wins, 2 losses. What more can you ask for? And I know what you're going to say. Don't lose to SMU.
Not even that, Hawk. For him to put his neck on the throat of teams and worry about style points
to read you some stats of their point differential this season that are going to blow you away. So I'm telling you, what you're going to see is a very worthy Miami Hurricanes football team get completely burned by a BS system.
Yep.
Yes. I believe they're one of the best 12 teams in the nation.
There's no question.
And that's what the committee's supposed to be for.
They're the best team in the ACC. They're the best team in the ACC by a mile. Mm-hmm.
They would beat Virginia and Duke
by a mile.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, we'll get it. Now I'm going to get fired. Huh?
No. But what's going to end up happening is, period, end of story, because by every metric, you're going to read the numbers later, the Canes are as deserving as any other team in the nation outside of Ohio State or whatever.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The committee's going to tell you we value better losses than better wins.
I hate that.
And that is insanity.
It's insanity. We value
strength of loss.
We value you losing to SMU in Louisville more than we value you beating Notre Dame and Florida and Florida State.
Miami is a good loss for Notre Dame, but Miami doesn't have good losses in their mind. Even though they play head to head, well, they have better losses than you have better losses. And what are we doing
there? What are we doing? We are twisting ourselves into pretzels to get Notre Dame in the playoffs and keep Miami out of it.
Why schedule? Y'all make fun of Florida for scheduling cupcakes. Why would I want to play Notre Dame early in the season if it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. It literally can only hurt you.
Bring on the Kennesaw State.
That's what you have to do. You want to play a good team? You got to wait till the end of the season. Mm-hmm. It's the only time that it would matter. Anyway, Sports Talk on QAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. John Michaels is going to join us this hour in the next segment. Mike Cuno is going to join us today in the 4 o'clock hour. He was obviously there at Hard Rock yesterday. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, their lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
The Dolphins open as favorites on the road against the Jets, who won yesterday because of Nick Fatt and his big-time field goal.
Hey, man, I don't care what he looks like. What are you, 56?
56.
That's a monster.
56.
Play of the game, we should mention. Minkah Fitzpatrick is pick 2. And
great.
He's been balling.
Yep. He did. His game yesterday was, oh, yeah. I mean, that was Minka. I heard, is this true? That was his first sack in his career?
Ever.
That was his first sack.
Really?
In his career.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Crazy.
He must not be blitzing that much.
No, yes. No, they that don't use him that way. Beast. That's crazy.
It's what he said in Pittsburgh. He never blitzed, and he had one sack in Pittsburgh, but it got called back for like unnecessary roughness or something. So that was his first career NFL sack.
That's what happened to me. Why y'all laughing? Minka says it's fine.
Yeah, you're right.
They were holding me back, man.
Yeah, now that you say it.
Damn you.
Well, technically, you have more sacks than Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, you're one and a half, right?
It's Mike Nolan. What are you doing?
The Hurricanes, of course, are, as Hawk mentioned, blowout Pitt. They finished 10-2. They're ranked 13th in the AP poll that came out yesterday. I don't know how anybody feels about that, but that's where things stay.
Does it hurt more than one away?
I'd rather be
28.
Again, I'm just annoyed by the whole thing because it really shouldn't even be this debate where you have, like, I mean, if you're doing who are the 12 best teams, with some caveats, the conference champion, this and that, but the fact that they are far and away the best team in the ACC and certainly one of the best 12 teams in college football, and have beaten head-to-head one of the teams that's going to go in with the same record. It's maddening.
And I heard, too, when I was watching, because, you know, I'm a closet Canes
we
fan when the Gators are terrible. That whole, you know, like you said, the Gators, long time, we didn't know the Gators were terrible when you played them. So teams that were ranked when you played them, they're not going off Florida State was supposed to be good. They're going off Florida State's terrible now.
Right. No, I get it. But they're not taking into account rivalry game, anything can happen. Like, for me, you beat Notre Dame, Florida, and Florida State on your schedule, and you're the University of Miami. Like, those are good wins.
Oh, I'm not rationalizing it. I've just listened to so much of this because the Miami Hurricanes are the number one team talked about that are going to get screwed by this college football playoff.
Yep.
The committee thing is upsetting me, and that's what upsetting a lot of people. It's supposed to be humans, ADs, sitting in a room and talking this out. That's the frustrating part.
How about the garbage of, well, if they're not in the same tier of three, you can't look at them? And it's like, well, I can't? What do you mean I can't? I'm looking at the entire list.
That's the – y'all should be smarter.
Wait till Alabama loses the title game, BYU loses the title game, and they still don't put the Canes in.
Correct.
Like, that's what's going to get crazy. You think John Michaels is mad now? Wait till Bama and BYU lose, and they're still in over Miami.
Bama's getting in, fellas.
Oh, there's no chance they're not getting in.
make sure y'all know that.
By the way, I meant Miami's 12 in the AP poll. They're 13 in the coaches poll, but nobody cares about the stupid coaches poll. Inter Miami wins the –
Speaking of stupid coaches, I want to talk about Lane Kiffin today, too.
Yeah.
My man.
That was a fun weekend.
It was wild,
it was fun.
Man. It was wild.
Us.
I feel so bad for these Ole Miss players and fans. There's a tweet. We got to get, because John Michael's coming up. There was a tweet from Steve Kornacki from NBC, you know, and he does politics, but he also does sports the last couple of years. He coaches in the best conference in the country and has led his team to an 11-1 record. A playoff berth is assured. A good seed and a home game await. Now, finally, he can pursue his goal of winning a national title by lining up a new job with a conference rival. And that, to me, like, you read that and you go, you're right. Like, what are you in it for in the SEC? Mm-hmm. You're in it to win the SEC or to make the college football playoffs and maybe win a national title. And so now you're there on the doorstep. You created it and you're going to leave. And I'm keeping the money aside.
Yeah,
I think the NCAA has a major problem with no rules governing this particular kind of situation at the end of a season. Mm-hmm. Players can't move right now to a conference rival. They can choose to sit out, but they can't all of a sudden declare they're going to a conference rival the next season. And I think he looks terrible in this, while acknowledging that anyone would move for more money.
More money, and it's honestly a better job.
It's a better job, but you create, like,
you. You built that house.
Have you no pride in what you created?
There you go. The pride. No pride.
It's Lincoln.
It's like, right. They've won. Right. They have
forever an FAU owl in my mind.
Ole Miss is not going to win the national championship this year. Next year, there's a better chance to win of LSU or Ole Miss. That's what he looks at, and I'm with you. It's crazy. I hate it for the kids, but he did pull out the God card, which now you can't be mad at him.
Such BS. Like that, I mean.
Huck, he can't even. How you gonna argue with God?
Because it wasn't him. It was so stupid. I was so angry at that opening line. I was so angry. You know, this guy, I am sure, preaches to his players every day. Be true to yourself. Be who you are. I prayed with Jesus for a long time over this. Oh, yeah? Yeah, he told you to leave those kids in the dust? That's what Jesus told you? Jesus told you to get up and hit it?
It's a trump card.
Jesus said, you know what? Get on that private jet and take as many people with you as will fit. Like,
I was God, man. Jesus told him.
God
to
thought
that.
He was talking to Noah about the ark. He said, go no get idea it was about Lane Kiffin going to LSU.
He told him, get two tigers.
Golly.
Oh, when he pulled out the religion, boy, I fell out my couch.
Have you no shame? Have you no shame, Lane Kiffin?
Me a God.
I prayed long and hard about this. Oh, you did you?
Oh. Jesus was on the main line.
Inter Miami's going to play in the MLS Cup final. They beat New York City FC. The Heat play tonight. They get the Clippers' final game of a four-game homestand.
We this week are going to talk MLS Cup Final and Leo Messi. Like, we're going to get into it. I'm excited about it.
Let's go, baby. We're talking footy.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Your weather, it's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com. Cloudy in South Florida. Tonight will be in the upper 70s.
Somebody puts on the chat, he wanted to finish the season. Ole Miss wouldn't let him. Yeah, how would you let him stay there? He's going to spend this month recruiting against you and preparing to coach against you. How the hell would Ole Miss let him stay in that building? I mean, it's the dumbest thing. Yeah, of course he wanted to. He also wanted to collect paychecks from seven schools. If they would, like, of course he wanted to. No one in their right mind would allow their competitor to stay in their building and poach any remaining staff that they have left and players.
I was going to say, Hawk, there will be a plane waiting after they're eliminated from college
ridiculous
football.
Ole Miss wouldn't let them.
What's the Trinidad, the quarterback, his boy?
Right?
There's been a conversation, huh?
Of course. And if there wasn't, there'd be one over the next 30 days while he's in the building. All right, John Michael is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua. You can make Tua tartar.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We talk football. I remind you, the best place to get geared up with Canes merch, Dolphins merch, Caneswear in Davie, or online at caneswear.com. By the way, today is Cyber Monday, so go to caneswear.com. The best online deals of the year. John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You hear him nationally on ESPN Radio. He is, in my humble opinion, the biggest Canes fan in all of media, and so he's probably the way I've gotten myself riled up a number of times already today. I'm imagining we're going to get the same from John here. Do the Miami Hurricanes belong in the college football playoffs?
Is the ocean wet? I mean, does a one-legged duck swim in circles? Does a bear poop in the woods? You're damn right we belong in the playoffs. So what I'm hoping, and you know what, Dan Radakovich, you're my dude, our athletic director down at Miami, because he's fighting the good fight. I know we've had previous athletic directors. Thank God he's up at Boston College. Blake James, that would have cowered in a corner and be like, whatever you guys want, just keep us out. We don't care. Dan Radakovich is fighting, and he's putting out truths, and he's putting out facts. So what people love to pick and choose throughout this whole process was where the strength of schedule was in week 8 or where it was in week 10, not remembering that Notre Dame had to play two awful teams at the end of the year in Syracuse and Stanford, who Miami had already played, and now drags their strength of schedule to where I think Notre Dame's at 42, Miami's at 44. The strength of records, like Notre Dame's at 13, Miami's at 14. The FPI, if you want to use that, ESPN has Notre Dame at 3, Miami at 7. Point being, those are right like this. They're close as you can be. What does that mean? Now you go to the number one metric in any sport to differentiate teams with the same record, and that's what happened on the damn field. Miami kicked their ass up and down the field. I was sitting there, row 6, section 106, seats 1 and 2, watching us physically beat up Notre Dame. Unless they had a draft and they were able to go get new offensive linemen to block Reuben Bain and Justin Scott and Akeem Mesidor, guess what? You still can't block any of those dudes, and Miami needs to be in the postseason. I'm telling you, Sunday at noon, if they leave us out of these playoffs, the piss and vinegar that's going to be coming out of me is going to be second to none. And you've heard me riled up a lot of times on this show.
And, John, the love for Notre Dame, I kind of understand it. It's a lore of Notre Dame. That's what people want. And even Alabama, like, they've won multiple. Nick Saban put them back on the map. Is it a lack of lore with UM? I'm saying we now, not because I'm bandwagon, but I think I'm doing what's right. I think UM is getting messed over bad in this whole thing. But why are the people that aren't Canes fans, why are they not giving the same respect to UM that like they are a Notre Dame?
I wish I could answer that question. I saw Heather Dinnett. Somebody found an old video of her from week one where they asked her point blank, would the head-to-head game between Miami and Notre Dame matters? And unequivocally, Heather Dinnett said, yes, it would matter. It's one of the metrics. Head-to-head has to matter. And the last 4 weeks, she's just pooped all over the fact, well, it was week one, and Notre Dame had a new quarterback, and they had to break in this and had to. It's mind-blowing, Channing, that people that are supposed to be really smart football minds lose their damn mind when it comes to talking about Miami and the college football playoffs. Do you think right now Oklahoma is better than Alabama?
Ooh, yes.
Okay, and you would say so because why? They just beat Alabama a couple of weeks ago on a field, on a game in which they were outgained by over 200 yards, yet they picked off Alabama and caused them to turn it over. But the answer is yes, because on the field they won. Guess who's ranked above a who in the college football playoff ranking? It's Oklahoma over Alabama. Do you think Georgia's better than Ole Miss? Of course you do. Georgia beat Ole Miss. You know who's ranked above? Georgia's ahead of Ole Miss. Yet for some reason, I think it was seven times over the last year, teams that had the same amount of losses and competed head-to-head, the team that won was ranked higher in every single case except Miami and Notre Dame. And I know you get drawn in. Oh, Notre Dame's won 10 in a row. Really dissect who they've beaten over these 10 games. They beat Boston College, who I think has one win. Syracuse, who was starting lacrosse players at the end of the year. They beat Stanford. They beat Arkansas, who fired a coach. Like, their only solid wins are USC, good win, and Pitt. Miami beat Pitt by more than Notre Dame did in the cold and 30 degrees in a game that we're all supposed to lose. Everything says Miami should be in, except the old geezers they put in this damn playoff committee who are going to, well, golly gee, we got to get the Fighting Irish in there. We're going to get Newt Rockne and the Four Horsemen. Kiss my rear end with that. It's ridiculous. They need people with balls on this committee to challenge idiots that are sitting in the committee right now.
John, how do you propose to change this from ever happening again? I don't know where to start because I'm upset with the ACC. Credit to them for campaigning for Miami. Like, they're posting the graphics and like, credit to them for that. But I think they're kind of at fault here as well because I'm looking at Duke with five losses in the ACC championship game because ACC is like, we want more money. They expand, and it screws their entire format. And, you know, Miami, credit to them for scheduling Florida, for scheduling Notre Dame. Right. But maybe they don't anymore. Maybe they play Bethune, FAMU, and FIU every single year because why not if it means they have a better chance at getting to the college football playoff?
It's ridiculous because, Solana, you did exactly what you're supposed to do. And I know Texas, Sarkisian, oh, I shouldn't have scheduled Ohio State. No, you shouldn't have lost to eight-loss Florida. Sorry, Channing, I wasn't going to take a Florida shot, but I had to.
Hard
you
not.
Lose eight-loss Florida,
it's fair.
You need to be out of the playoff.
Credit. It's fair.
You need to be there. How do you fix it, Solana? I don't know. That it's the hardest thing to say. I don't know. Number one, the ACC, I would bet every dime that I have that the day the college football playoffs come to an end, Jim Phillips, making $2 million or $3 million a year, comes out and goes, well, we're going to change our tiebreakers, and we're going to get rid of common conference opponents or conference opponents. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Duke got in because they didn't play Florida State, who drug our conference schedule down. They didn't play Boston College or Syracuse, I don't believe. But they also, of the five teams that were tied, went 0-2 against the other five teams that they were tied against. It should have simply been, okay, here's like three tiebreakers, and then we're going to do just college football playoff ranking, and it would be Miami and Virginia, and then guess what? The committee would be off the hook. The second part is actually go by the laws that you lay down. If you pull up any document, it lays out the criteria for the playoff committee, head-to-head, common opponents. Then it gets into all the minutia that everybody's bringing up. The problem is they navigate their narration week by week on what they want to have happen. Get rid of the AP poll. You know why? Tennessee and Missouri should never have been ranked all year. Yet, you know who gets propped up for beating Tennessee and Missouri as ranked teams? Anybody in the SEC. Tennessee beat as many FBS teams with a winning record as the five of us have beaten. Like, literally, that's where it's at. But because there's a beginning bias that carries through the season, now you go, well, Miami's got all these bad losses. They lost to two teams that went 8-4, yet Alabama beats Tennessee. They go, they got a rank win against 8-4 Tennessee. Like, how stupid does all of this sound?
It sounds ridiculous. And the Tennessee thing is maddening. Like, it is maddening that they've been ranked all season. Like, honestly.
Missouri's the same way, Hawk. Missouri is the exact same way.
But let me ask you this. You said at the beginning, if Sunday at noon rolls around and I find out such and such, are you holding out hope that this Yes. pressure campaign could somehow work on the committee?
I've got a couple of different pieces of hope. One, I think there's been a groundswell. Greg McElroy, Eric McClain at ACC Network, obviously the ACC itself, Dan Radakovich, Booger McFarland. There's been a lot of talking heads that are now going, wait a second. They both finished 10-2. It's time to really evaluate this head-to-head game and make it matter. So I do have hope that maybe that talk bullies the committee into doing something that should have been done weeks ago. My second part of hope, and I'm going to disagree about Alabama getting in, and I'm going to give you a little factual information. Last year they said nobody's going to drop out. Well, that's because your games were, I think it was Oregon and Penn State, who were both calmly in the top five. They weren't falling out. It was Georgia and Texas, who were both top six teams. Neither one of them were falling out. It was Clemson and SMU, Remember, SMU was ranked 8th. Clemson was out of there. They said basically they weren't going to drop SMU from 8 to 13. Alabama's number 10. BYU is currently number 11. Miami sits at number 12. And I don't want to hear that that data point doesn't matter. Because if that's the case, get rid of the conference championships games altogether. Stop having to be a bunny grab. If Alabama loses for their third loss, also with a common opponent, which is one of the criteria in the college football playoff, with Miami, they lost by 14 to Florida State. We beat them by 6. If they have a third loss, they're out. If BYU, who has gotten no love at 11-1, loses to Texas Tech again, they're out. So I do have a little bit of hope that something happens. And my last piece of hope, and I hope this happens for Jim Phillips, just because he's a weasel commissioner that does nothing right, I want Duke to win. Because then the committee may put 2 group of 5 teams in, and I think at that point they look around and go, we can't have a college football playoff without an ACC representative. They're not going to put Duke in at 8-5. Maybe then they give Miami some love. So there is hope. Maybe I'm an optimist at this point. Maybe a Mario Cristobal standing there on the field at Pittsburgh going, the field test should matter. And my guy, Coach Stephen Fields, sending out, the field test should matter. Maybe somebody actually with common sense looks and says, the field test should matter.
I got to push back, you ACC guys, on this SEC, because I'm going to wave my blue and yellow flag here a little bit. Hmm. Okay, John? Mm-hmm. So the Missouris and the Tennessees are getting whooped by real good teams. I'm with you. Missouri and Tennessee aren't good, but they're playing with Alabama. They're playing with Florida. Florida's playing with Texas, and now Texas is supposed to be this big thing. Florida beat Texas. So we're kind of cannibalizing each other. Well, there's mm-hmm. no the ACC. There's vegetarians. There's nobody to eat each other.
Well, we whoop Florida. We physically yes. beat the hell out of Florida, who beat Texas.
It's not a shot at UM, John. I guess the ACC is so weak that the disrespect is always going to be there.
See, and I don't think it is. Georgia Tech, who has no defense, holds Georgia to 16 points over the weekend. No defense. Pitt and NC State went up and down the field like they were playing 7-on-7 flag football against Georgia Tech. Yet Georgia Tech holds a team that I think is a national title contender to 16 points. Miami beats Florida, who beats Texas. Miami whoops Florida State, who whoops Alabama. So when you want to do that compare and contrast, I don't disagree. I think there is a hierarchy. I think Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas A&M are up here. I think Alabama is on par with Miami and some other teams. And the rest of the SEC, to me, lives off name recognition and name recognition. I like Diego Pavia. Yeah. I love his mom. I think his mom's got some swag. So I'm okay with that. If she wants to twerk on a pole, go for it. I have no problem with that. You're cheering for your son. But I think the SEC gets propped up by name recognition. Tennessee and Missouri are the biggest case studies. If they had Mountain West or Big 12 patches, nobody would think about them being ranked.
Real quick, 60 seconds, John, because we're up against a break here. Your take on Lane Kiffin and what transpired.
Well, he's a narcissistic jerk. He always has been, and he always will be. Here's my equation to what he did this weekend, and I thought it was so selfish. He was basically a husband that told his wife, I'm leaving you at the end of the year for the hot girl down the street, but I want to stay for the holidays to hang out with you and the kids. But then at the end of the holidays, I'm going to take the car, the bank account, and the kids, and we're going to move them in with her. It was a jerk move. He could have simply sat down in front of his team a week ago. He knew. I heard you guys talk about it. He didn't have a talk with God. He had a talk with $90 million. Get the hell out of here.
Unless his accountant's name is God.
Oh, he meant Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, did that read Jesus on the thing? I was talking about my CPA, Jesus.
Look, he could have simply sat down a week ago and been a man and told his kids, what I want is I'm going to leave for LSU. I'd like to coach to the end, but they're probably not going to let me. Why would Ole Miss ever let him coach? That is the dumbest thing ever. And all the national media guys, again, I go back to, aren't you smarter than this? Why would Ole Miss say, sure, that's one of our biggest rivals. Come and recruit all our players and half of our offensive staff and take them on with us.
We'll buy your breakfast and lunch and dinner every night right. with our per diem. I mean, yeah. So stupid. Yeah.
He's dumb.
He is who he is.
Take how it happened. He's in a better situation, though.
No doubt. LSU is a better job. I've said that openly 100 times. LSU is a better – you can win a national title at LSU. This year was the ceiling at Ole Miss. You're never winning a title at Ole Miss.
Sometimes you just got to see it out, though. I mean, you're going to have other opportunities. He's going to have other opportunities. I don't think it's been his lifelong dream to coach at LSU.
It's the second best job in the country, though, Hawk. Like, I mean, top three job in the country.
LSU?
Yes.
The second best college football coaching job in the country?
Maybe the third best.
No.
Top three easily.
No.
Guys.
I'd say top five, but not top three.
What?
Ohio State's number one. Georgia's there. Texas is there.
What about
then
LSU has to compete with nobody in their own state for recruits. There's no other school in the country. Look at the coaching staff across their sports.
You're doing it a different way than I'm doing
the money I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, that I mean we're arguing you know, we're splitting hairs here because it's a great job.
Five.
I'm just saying at some point sometimes in your life he's not starving for money. He's right. Not starving for success. See this particular thing through. Even if it delays your move a year or two, see this through. You owe that to, and again, I'm not the big you owe anybody anything guy. You owe that. I know what he said to those players to get them there, to get them to buy in. Like, I don't know. Just seems real. There should be no way that the NCAA allows something like this to happen at this moment in a season. There should be some sort of freeze, some sort of something. Anyway, we're out of time.
I want to be Charlie Baker, who makes like $5 million to sit in his NCAA tower and do nothing.
Nothing.
He just sits
do
nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Need to fold it. NCAA is worthless.
Crazy. Worthless. John Michaels, follow him on Twitter at John Michaels, the letter U. I'll hold out hope, John.
We're getting in. Have faith.
I will hold out hope. There you go, John Michaels.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.